Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 66. And this is going to be a great episode, if only for the fact that I refer to myself as a rare and exquisite creature at some point in it. I think I've been watching too much Planet Earth, but I actually make a point around this, and it's important to the topic today, which is the fact that, you know, we're all weird, passionate, driven people. We're all different. We all think differently. We act differently. We dress differently. We dance differently. We do the dice thing too much. You know, point is we're all different and we recognize that. Yet I found that we just continue to look to others for advice on how to make ourselves happy. We look to other people who couldn't possibly know us on a level that we know ourselves, which is crazy to me. And it leads to what I call in this episode, unlived life, you know, and that we let other people make decisions for us that we should be making for ourselves. So I think it's time that we do something about that and that we lean in more on our intuition. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, about trusting ourselves, making decisions from the front row. And you'll see what I'm talking about further in the episode. Real quick, before I get into it, I do want to say thank you to today's sponsor. It's a new sponsor. If you've read Pursuit or followed me on Instagram, you know I'm a big fan of what they're doing. I really do believe in them. Today's sponsor is Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with over 20,000 classes in everything: business, design, technology, social media, photography, creative writing, illustrating, film, you name it. They've pretty much got it. It's insane. They're just seriously impressive. And I'm Case saying this. This isn't from a script or anything like that. I've just always been really impressed by them and what they stand for, which is learning. So whether you're trying to just like deepen your professional skill set, you know, start a side hustle, obviously I'm for that, or just explore something new and exciting, start a new hobby, lean in on a new passion, Skillshare can really help. They gave me a login. I've had it for a while. I've taken a bunch of courses. I took an accounting course because I need to get better about balancing my books for my business. But I just signed up for a photography class because that interests me and I'm trying to get better about that on the gram. It's just really cool. And they're offering New Mindset Who Dis listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 20,000 classes for just 99 cents. So you can get that because you're a listener, which is great. So if you just go to Skillshare, all one word, .com/new mindset, you can get that. Again, that's Skillshare.com/new mindset. Get your 2 months right now. So definitely thank you to Skillshare. I appreciate them. I really do love what they stand for. So definitely check them out, Skillshare.com/new mindset. So let's get into it. Real quick, usually in my intro, I tell you to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Go do it. But let's talk about Instagram real quick. It's part of today's topic. So, you know, I love Instagram. I think it's cool. I think it's a great way to chat with you all, look at funny memes, you know, connect with other people, be inspired, all that great stuff. I clearly spend a lot of time there. You know, obviously I encourage you to DM me, all that stuff, tag me, DM me, ask me questions. And the result is that I do get a lot of questions, which is really cool. It's freaking cool. You know, it's humbling that you guys would look to me and what I think about things. And you ask me questions and for advice on the issues in your life, the opportunities in your life. It's amazing. I do get a lot of questions and they vary. Certainly. I get a lot of questions from people looking to start a podcast or a blog or a company. I think that's great. That's amazing. I get a lot of questions from people asking me about myself, why I love Chipotle, why I only wear jeans with rips, like that kind of stuff. That's fun. That's cool. I get some weird questions. People asking me how I smell. I think I smell pretty good. Thanks. Stuff like that. People asking me where I live, if they can come visit, all that kind of stuff. But then I get some very specific questions around making life decisions, relationship advice and decisions, whether someone should quit their job and move, Questions on how to be happy, how to be fulfilled, how to be passionate, how to be purposeful, things like that. You know, really personal questions. And when it comes to those questions, I'm always happy to lend what I would think would be a helpful perspective. I love doing it because I of course, want to be helpful, but also it encourages me to be introspective with myself too. So kind of a win-win there. But in seeing all of these like life questions, I've realized something, a couple things rather, but I'll start with one. That I think we need to start trusting ourselves more often. We need to look to ourselves to answer those kinds of questions. And I saw a quote yesterday that's kind of the basis of this podcast. And it said, do not ask people in the back row to help you make front row decisions. And I love that. It's kind of got a little swag to it. I think it's a cool quote. Back row people, right? You know, I think in your life, if we're going the analogy route here, you're the only person in the front row. You're the only one with the view that you have. You know, if you're sitting courtside, why would you ask someone up in the nosebleeds for their thoughts on the game, right? It's a totally different perspective. It's not right for you. You know, maybe it's helpful, I suppose, but no one knows what your view is. Only you do. And so the clickbait headline for this episode here is that we need to stop asking the homies in the back for advice. We need to be more, a bit more self-reliant. You know, no one can make the right decision for you. How could they? I've said it before. They're not in your shoes. They don't know you. They're not in your seats. They're not courtside. They're in the nosebleeds. And now I know that's obviously, maybe it's obvious advice, but let me tell you something from my experience. You know, I've spent this past year, maybe a little over the year, really intentionally trying to make decisions for myself and by myself. And I've embraced this whole turning 30 thing. And, you know, honestly, I wish I had sooner. In regards to making decisions this way, I found that making decisions by myself, for myself, most importantly, is the only way to make decisions. And I'm not talking about anything in regards to responsibilities or something like that would affect other people. Obviously, it's a different conversation. I'm talking about making decisions in your life that will make you happy, that will lead you to become the person you want to become and have the things you want to have. And I could say that having adopted this, I'm so much happier. Yeah, I really am. I think for the sake of another analogy, you know, it's like the understanding that when a dude is texting with a girl early on in a relationship or when they have just met and like she's crushing on him and then her whole crew is weighing in on what to say via text. And it's in reality, you're really texting with her whole crew, her whole squad. I think in regards to how I've made decisions these past years, it's only been me. No homies behind the scenes. You know, it's just one-on-one, just me making my own decisions. Actually, I think I'm the girl in this analogy, so maybe it's not the best analogy, but you get the point. You know, it's I am deciding this for myself. I'm saying it to myself. I'm making it for myself. And it's been really rewarding, and I'm going to break this down. You know, I've acted so much more intuitively, maybe a bit recklessly, but it's 100% been the way to go. And that's not to say that I haven't asked friends or our family for advice. Of course I have. Of course, that's essential. But I've really, really, really made an effort to make decisions myself for myself, or at least just looking to myself first. And yeah, it's certainly resulted in some learning experiences for sure. Maybe one too many you up texts, maybe a bit too spontaneous or too impatient, maybe some rash decisions or like saying things that I can't take back. But all in all, I've really come into my own by realizing that when it comes to my own happiness for Case Kenny and where I want to head with my life, no one else is capable of knowing what's best for me. Decisions that can make me happy and make me fulfilled are front row decisions. No one in the back can help with that. And that realization, as simple as it might sound, has been so empowering. It's led me from, you know, just hoping that good things will happen to me, hoping that people will see my worth, that, you know, that my inherent positivity and good karma maybe will take me places. But it's really led me from that kind of passive living to that of just doing shit, of just taking action, of just deciding, of not jerking myself around, wondering and hoping that someone will make the decision that's best for me or that it will just kind of magically become obvious what I should do. So I think simply put, I've come to trust my gut. I've come to truly, truly, truly believe that I don't need any validation other than my own, that, you know, I already know the answer. I just need to act on it. But seriously, though, it's that in previous years, there are so many instances, I think, in my life where my first reaction to challenges or opportunities in life would be to look somewhere else, either to the internet or to some influencer or a guru or someone that I kind of look up to try to decipher what I should do. Or, of course, maybe I just call up one of my homies or my brother or something like that. Of course, those things are helpful. I appreciate that perspective. But I've really made an effort to ask myself first and then them second. And that's where the magic has really happened. I've recognized to my intro that, you know, I'm a rare and exquisite creature. Kidding, but I've recognized that no one understands me but me. And, you know, and even that can be challenging. I can be quite frustrating at times to other people, to myself. I've recognized that. And, you know, with that, you know, I've realized that no one is capable of doing what's right for me other than me. And I've taken a lot of actions against that realization. I've trimmed down my friend circle. I've decided to go on separate paths with my business, decided to stop just filtering myself, be more real, to do things on my own, say what I'm really thinking, a lot of different things. And the result is, frankly, that I'm more confident in myself. And just bottom line, I'm proud of myself. And that's empowering. And that's my goal here, is to empower you. You know, it proves to you that you could do whatever you want, that you just need to listen to yourself a bit more. To listen to yourself first, at minimum, you know, that your gut will lead you in the right direction. Now, that's positive vibes, Case, and I'm going to give you a lot of positive vibes in this episode, and there's a lot more, but there's also another takeaway that I want you to hear. And again, normally I'm pretty positive, but here's a little bit of tough, Case, because this is something I'm passionate about. Passionate about being a little bit cynical, that when it comes to your life and when it comes to advice from other people, you really need to have your head on a swivel. You know, you really do. You need to stop looking at people that aren't in the front row or haven't been there. Because in my experience, I have found, I think it's just amazing how often we're brainwashed into looking to people for advice who haven't been there, haven't done that thing, or aren't even remotely qualified. And there's two layers there. Obviously, the one that not only are those people not you, so how could they possibly make the best decision for you or give you the best advice? But when it comes to human nature, when it comes to the internet, there's just so much bullshit out there that if you're not careful, you're going to set yourself up for a bit of failure. You really are. And I'll tell you this, as a guy, as an entrepreneur, as a social media guy, as a guy who relies on things like, you know, a headline in Forbes or Inc. or ratings and reviews for the podcast. Yeah, someone who relies on that kind of thing, I will just say candidly that a lot of people online are full of shit. I'm sorry. And not necessarily maliciously. I'm not saying everyone intentionally does this. Not at all. But people are eager to position themselves as mentors, as role models, when they really don't have value to add. You know, a lot of YouTubers, Instagram influencers, anyone trying to sell you their mastermind course or the step-by-step guide to making you six figures or live the life you deserve. Like, you really need to be careful around that kind of thing. You know, people telling you how, you know, to live your best life and teach you how to be an entrepreneur or dropship online, like these things, you just need to be careful. And I just want to say that, you know, that be careful, be a little bit cynical. You should look to these people as pieces of inspiration and motivation. That is inherent, and I think there's a lot of value there. You can get a lot out of it. You know, I'm not hating on these people at all, but I think please don't look to them as what you should be doing, as what you need to be doing. You know, all those articles of how you should copy the habits of these five people or why you should have a morning routine like Elon Musk or whoever. Like, we should take a step back from that and stop trying to emulate that. I think those are all really interesting articles, interesting videos, interesting people. They're inspiring. But you shouldn't look to them as the holy grail. You know, you're not going to find your life. You're not going to find your way in life by copying people, by taking blanket advice from people who aren't in your shoes. Getting up at 5 a.m. isn't going to make you successful just because someone swears by it. Doing intermittent fasting isn't going to make you jacked. Staking stand-up comedy isn't going to make you suddenly funny. Taking cold showers in the morning isn't going to solve your problems. You know, reading a book a day isn't going to make you some wise guru. Like, those things, those practices are personal to the people who do them and swear by them. Those people swear by them because they mean something personal to them. They're custom made for them. They're custom in that those people have lived and experimented and found those very specific things to work well for them. Of course, yeah, they might work for you, absolutely. But you need to decide that for yourself. You can't just like copy and paste that shit in your life. You have to come to those things and those practices and those realizations on your own through your own experiences. Absolutely. I don't want to sound overly cynical here. I want you to observe and listen to other people, be inspired by them, listen to them. Yes, of course. There are so many great people out there, life coaches, sure. People with mastermind groups, absolutely. Or just people who are influencers in general. Of course, there's value there. But I want you to decide what you want to do for yourself. You know, do those things, think like they do, adopt their practices, but only when you've experimented and decided that they provide value for you on a personal level for you, because you're sitting in the front row. You know, that is your decision, and it's not something that you could just copy and paste. And those folks are there to inspire you, again, to be clear, listen to them, but just recognize there's no secret there. You have to discover that for yourself. You really do. I remember that in middle school, there was this guy, really nice guy, and he was always very clear in that he wanted nothing more than to be successful. And by my memory, again, I was younger, I don't think he was particularly smart. I don't mean any disrespect by that he was dumb or anything like that, but I think he was, you know, of average intelligence. I don't recall him also being particularly hardworking or like always overeager in class or anything like that. But he wore suits to class, a suit, a tie, a jacket, the whole thing. He even carried a briefcase with him. He kept everything in there, his notes and everything. So yeah, obviously, you know, he caught a lot of flack and heat at school. Kudos to him for sticking with it, but damn. But anyway, he did this because he saw the movies, the ads, the images of successful people, and he assumed that, you know, dressing like that is what it took to be that way. Kind of a face palm there. And again, I don't know him anymore. We're not connected on Facebook or anything like that, and I've since long moved away, and I think he has too. But I'm willing to bet that he's learned that all that was up to him to decide what it took for him to reach success. And I really doubt it took him suiting up. You know, my man looked sharp for sure, but he was just copy and pasting that. And my point here is twofold, and it'll lead me back to my original point, and then I'll wrap it up, that, you know, you can be inspired by others, you can listen to the homies in the back row, but at the end of the day, your experience, your needs trump everything. I really do believe that. You know, no one knows what you need in your life, whether that's on a personal level, whether it's when it comes to relationships, or even your business or whatever, you know, creative thing you're diving into, anything that means anything to you. And, you know, you have to make those decisions yourself. And I think you should just really try to encourage yourself to make those decisions more often and be confident about making them. No second guessing. Your first inclination, you know, I think when recognizing the need to change or make a decision in life, your first move should be to look inside rather than someone else. Do that first and then seek inspiration second. And again, I've done this really aggressively the past year, and I cannot understate how much I've grown as a person as a result, like on a crazy level. You know, I've grown from needing and craving and just must have validation from other people in order for me to be confident that a chosen path was right for me. I've grown from being very hesitant and overthinking things in my personal life, in my relationships and entrepreneurship, that the result was I didn't make any decisions. I would just kind of sit and wait. And, you know, you fast forward to a year of me looking inside first and outside second, and the result, I think, is quite remarkable. I'm way more confident, some might say, to the point of being annoying. I'm not afraid to write more and for others to just get out there, to have my voice be heard. I'm not afraid to say what I think out loud for anyone to hear. I'm not afraid to make decisions for myself and only for myself. I think, yeah, inherent is in that is I have been a bit more selfish this past year, but it's done wonders towards just encouraging me to intuitively trust myself, you know, recognizing that I'm in the front row, I need to make front row decisions. And I know some of this probably sounds rather intuitive, but I'm telling you, the whole reason I just talked for 20 minutes is that I really don't think we do this. We really don't. I can look back at a ton of decisions I made in my 20s, or like just in general how I lived. And in retrospect, I really didn't make a lot of decisions for myself. I didn't lean in on myself. I wasn't truly free. I'm telling you though that since I really just kind of adopted this idea of making decisions by just listening to my gut, that I've never felt more empowered than now. I'm more confident in myself, and that has had a tangible effect in my life. And I really, really believe that it could have a tangible effect in yours as well. And notice I'm not giving you a step-by-step guide on how to listen to your gut. I don't know what that looks like for you. How could I? That's a very personal thing. I simply want to help you refocus. Or just by simply talking for 20 minutes, maybe I could spark something in you, you know, to encourage you to stop looking to others first and instead look to yourself so you can grow as a person. When you do that, I think you'll really just come to realize how impactful you can be in your own life, that you can literally point yourself in any direction and make progress there. And again, that's not how many people live. I really don't think many people get to that point. Most people rely on others to make progress. They hope they get promoted. They hope that someone sees something in them. They hope they get lucky. They hope they get noticed, that they get recognized. And yes, certainly in life, that's a big part of it. I'm not naive to believe otherwise. But if you look to yourself first and others second when it comes to making decisions or your own happiness or choosing to elevate yourself, I think you'll quickly find that frankly, you are more powerful than you realize, that you are more capable than you realize. And just recognizing that alone can be a huge catalyst for growth. So I'll leave you a quick quote and a thought, and I'm out. And the quote is from an author and historian named Stephen Pressfield. And he says, "Most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. Between the two stands resistance." And I think the way a lot of us currently make decisions, that is from folks in the back row, that leads to a lot of this unlived life. Because unlived life happens when you let someone else make decisions for you. You're literally giving away life, literally giving away opportunities. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to have any unlived life when I'm done, right? Nope. No, thank you. Like, I don't want that. I just want to encourage you to stop leaning on anything other than your own intuition first when it comes to choosing what's best for you. I know it's tempting because you never truly feel completely confident or ready to make a change. And the more you wait and look to others, the more you move away from your intuition. And the more you do that, the more I feel that you create this unlived life. So I think we should just all agree just to shift our focus a bit to that of acting on our own accord as often as we can, to listen to ourselves, to make every effort to listen to ourselves. And again, it's not easy. It's never black and white. It's never completely clear. But I think the more that you do it, the more that you act on that insight, the happier and more empowered I think you'll feel. So under right there, I hope you found this valuable. I hope it encourages you to kind of just think a little bit differently. Let me know on Instagram your thoughts at case.kenny. Slide into the DM. Let me know. Give me any ideas for future episodes. I'd love to chat with you. So until next episode, I'm out.